Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is back from a visit to Ukraine. She and other U.S. senators met with President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss how the U.S. can further aid the country amid its ongoing invasion by Russia. Senator Warren joins us live now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your biggest takeaway from your visit?
That the people of Ukraine and the military in Ukraine are 100% committed in this fight. They are giving it everything they've got to beat back the Russian aggressors. And they're in it all the way to save their country.
And what did President Zelensky say about what his country needs from the U.S. to fight off the Russian invasion?
We're very grateful for the help we've gotten from the United States. They've gotten from the United States and from the NATO allies. And I want to give a shout out again to President Biden, who's helped pull an alliance together so that everyone is working in concert. Obviously, President Zelensky wants that to continue. He wants to see the F-16 fighter jets. Right now, the Ukrainians are launching a counteroffensive. They're making progress. It's slow, but it's steady. But they're having to do this on the ground with no air cover. And that is a really difficult challenge for the troops and puts them at much greater risk. The casualties are high. But the Ukrainians are determined, and they continue to make progress. And I think here in the United States, we've got to support them in every possible way.
The U.S. has agreed for U.S. fighter jets to be provided to Ukraine by other countries. Was President Zelensky asking for U.S. jets to come directly from the U.S.?
Well, President Zelensky was delighted that now arrangements have been made, mostly with Finland, that the Ukrainians may be getting about 60 fighter jets. And also importantly, the U.S.'s job is going to be in part to help train the pilots and the crews. Remember, for this, you can't just jump in one of these planes and fly it straight into battle. It takes a lot of training and a lot of training to maintain the planes. And the U.S. is committed to be helpful in that. So that'll be a part of our job here.
As you lobby for these requests, how do you plan to respond to increasing calls from Republicans who say we should reduce our aid to Ukraine?
Yeah, the Ukrainians are on the front lines fighting for democracy. They're fighting against an illegal Russian invasion and a Russia that has directly engaged in war crimes. You know, Vladimir Putin has now been charged internationally for kidnapping Ukrainian children. Also, the Russians have been targeting civilians. Understand this, the Ukrainians are fighting a war that obviously matters to Ukraine and the survival of its nation, but it also matters in a much larger sense for everyone else in the world, including the United States. And that is, are we going to push back against this kind of Russian aggression? Are we willing to stand up, form a strong alliance, keep that alliance nurtured, and say to Russia, no, you have to respect boundaries? Because if we back off from that, Russia will take away the lesson that aggression pays off, and it won't just be Ukraine that pays. It will be more and more countries that pay. We are fighting the war now in Ukraine so that we don't have to fight it in coming years in other nations across Europe and even here in the U.S.
Did this trip spur any thoughts for you about why the war in Ukraine should continue to matter to people here in Massachusetts?
No, it matters partly because it's a test of who we are as a people. Are we really a people who say as long as they're not kidnapping our children, as long as they're not targeting our civilians, as long as they're not executing our babies, our civilians, our old people, that somehow that's all right with the United States? That can't be who we are as a nation. I think it also matters because it matters about alliances and what it means to have friends in the world, friends that you know you can count on. you know, in the last administration, NATO was under a lot of attack. And a lot of our NATO allies thought the U.S. is not going to be there internationally. President Biden has turned that around. And having alliances is what actually strengthens democracies. That's important for us here in Massachusetts, important for us in the U.S., and important for democracies all around the world. This is a big fight. And I mean that big in the sense, not just militarily, but big in the sense of the issues at stake. We need to be strong in this fight, and we need to be strong allies of both the Ukrainian people and our allies around the world who are also in this fight against Russian aggression.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. And if anybody wants to talk more about this or anything else, I'm going to be in Needham tonight. We're going to do a town hall. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight, and I'd love to visit with anybody else who wants to talk.
Thank you, Senator.